There's two things on my mind tonight, and they've been on my mind for quite a while. One's faith and one's truth. And faith, just look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it's a verse you've heard before, especially if you came last night. Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, if you didn't notice, it says impossible. Now, it doesn't say very difficult. It says impossible. Now, it says without faith, it is impossible. It's an impossibility. It's something you cannot do. You cannot please God without faith. I see so many people, and I talk to so many people, and they tell me, I got faith. But do they? Do they really have faith? Where does faith come from? Well, according to the Scriptures, Romans chapter 10, Romans 10, 17, I've come to the conclusion a lot of people have deceived themselves into thinking they have faith, but they really don't. They really don't. According to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Mexico, we see it quite often, people with their images, people with their statues, their paintings, and they see what they consider Jesus, what they consider Mary. They're going by sight, not by hearing. They've switched from one sense to another. They switch from the sense of hearing to the sense of sight. And they think because they've seen miracles or because they've seen an image, they have faith. But they've only deceived themselves. They don't have faith. It's not what the Bible calls faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
I've talked to people that have told me, if I can't see it, how can I pray? I mean, just give me a stick and I'll bow and pray to it, but that's just give me something to see. What are they saying? Saying they don't have faith. Because their faith didn't come by hearing. It's coming by seeing. He says there, by the word of God. A lot of people have heard a lot of things, and they believe those things they've heard. But they haven't heard the word of God. Their faith is not based on the word of God. It's based, just like you and I at one time probably had our faith based on a tradition. Some of you haven't, I'm sure, because your parents taught you what the Bible says. But some of us, we were brought up under a tradition, under what Grandpa and Grandma believed it, I believe it, now you're going to believe it. And that was about all there was to it. And why? Well, because that's what our church says. And whatever they say is about all there is to it. It wasn't according to the Word of God. For the same reason, we walked so many years without knowing where we were going. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, I think about it. Some of these people that tell me they have faith, their problem is they have faith in a lie. Faith in a lie. Now, how many of you believed a lie before? I mean, I can remember even to this day, my brother told me, you do this and I'll pay you so much. Okay, here I go. All right, give me the money. You kidding? Get out of here. I believed a lie. And what did I get for it? Nothing. Now, if I would have believed the truth, I wouldn't have made a fool out of myself and I would have had a little more dignity. But the fact is, believing a lie has never been to any profit of us. Any of us have never profited from believing a lie. Whereas from believing the truth, whenever we've believed the truth, it's been to our profit. You can meditate on that all you want, and you'll come to the conclusion that when you believe the truth, it's only to your profit, never to your hurt. Whereas believing a lie can be to your major damage. The Word of God, truth. Pilate asked Christ, what is truth? Well, right in front of him was truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you know, if you look further in the Scriptures, you'll find that the truth shall set you free. Set you free. Yeah, I'm not a slave to nobody. Yeah, to sin. To sin. Set you free. You want to be free, don't you? You don't want to be in bondage. John 17, verse 17. I find that between faith and between the truth, you find something. The Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? The Word of God.
Amen.
Truth, where is it? Word of God.
Amen.
John 17:17, Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
You want the truth? It's the Word of God.
Amen.
There's not a lie in there. And if you're going to speak anything, you got to speak according to what it says.
Amen.
That way you'll be speaking the truth. And that way, nobody will be deceived.
Amen.
And there's no hurt in speaking the truth. Says Matthew chapter 21, something that really struck out to me as I was reading chapter 21 and 22. Jesus, he's got all these people coming to him, tempting him, trying to make him flub up in something, trying to make him mess up, trying to catch him in a fault. And find in verse 16, and said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, yea, have ye never read? Read what? The scriptures. Have ye never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. He answers these people, have ye never read? Let's drop down to 42. Jesus said unto them, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. But what does he say? Have you never read the scriptures? You're telling me these things, haven't you read the scriptures? So many times, talking with people, I find the same thing. They tell me things, where'd you get that from? Haven't you ever read the Bible? I mean, haven't you ever seen? I mean, you say you read it. Why didn't you see this? It's clear. Drop down to chapter 22, verse 29. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Not knowing the scriptures. Where's the truth? It's in the scriptures. I heard a saying a while back, ignorance is very expensive, something like that. You know, you try to just see how expensive ignorance can be. And you be ignorant of the law, and you find out sooner or later, after you've broken it, how expensive it is, that ignorance. You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Brethren, you have two things, faith and truth. Faith in a lie is not worth anything. Faith in the truth is worth it all.
Amen.
Where do you have the truth? In the Word of God.
Amen.
And in this Word, we got, in one aspect, a key that can open doors for people that have never seen. You know, I consider my own life, and you know, I went 14 years or so, maybe once in all those 14 years or twice I can think of now that I received a track, but around over 13 or 14 years, somebody, a next-door neighbor of ours, received Christ. And he started speaking to my brother. And my brother got saved. And after that, I got to hear a lot of the Word of God. Something I hadn't heard much of before. And you know, a lot of us have something similar, a neighbor, a friend. Somebody spoke to us, and they won us to Christ. Some of us would actually say, no, my parents, they taught me. But I think the majority of us, it wasn't our parents. It was someone else. A neighbor, a friend. I've talked with some of y'all, and you tell me, yeah, this one guy, he witnessed to me way back then. And then, further down the road, someone else witnessed to me. And then, further down the road, the Lord opened my eyes, and I believed, and he saved me. But you know, not everybody has the truth so close to them. All around them. All around them is a tradition, is an image, is an idea, a philosophy, something that's not based on the Word of God. And that's what they've been believing. Their neighbors believe it. They believe it. Their family believe it. They need the truth. If you have it, you need to share it. You need to give it on. Pass it on. John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus is talking here to some people that thought they were children of God. And many times you'll find that when you talk to somebody about Christ, they think they're a child of God too. Just like you and I used to think it. What does he say here? Jesus talking to these religious people. Ye are of your father the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. Remember, the truth. We need the truth. There's no truth in him. Our old father, there was no truth in him.
Right.
Says here, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. But Christ, what does he say? And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. And I still remember, when they came telling me the truth, I didn't believe it. How can it be? All my life I've been told that it's this way. And you come telling me that it ain't like that, it's this way over here? It's not possible. I didn't believe it because it came with the truth and I believed a lie. How many are out there today? Same way. Believing a lie. And they haven't even heard the truth. They've only heard a lie. You know, there's some very important things. Just like what Billy was saying. Concern. You have any concern for the lost? Can you remember when we were there too? Or do you not care? You know, I fall in the same temptation to just become complacent. I'm tired. Nobody ever wants to hear nothing. It's like the other day, man. We preached on the street, and I didn't notice anybody really come out to listen to us and go over to the next street, and I see all that crowd. Well, I know these guys, man. They're busy over here with the police, and I kind of know what's going on. I mean, they'll tell me about it anyway later. Why not take advantage. There's actually some people here. I can witness to them. You know, you get tired of nobody caring, and then the Lord sends a little blessing along the way to kind of refreshing you a little bit so you don't get so tired along the way. And you know, we have the truth. What's our excuse, really? I mean, just remember, you used to be the same way. You used to think the same things. Remember, they need to hear too. And if they don't, what is their hope? Really, what is their hope? I mean, if my neighbor never got saved and never came talking to my brother and he never talked to me, I doubt I'd ever come this far. You know, I look back and it's the Lord's doing. He saved that guy. He saved my brother. He saved me. What about you? Who talked to you? Who told you? Somebody went to them and they told them. Who did it? Hey, let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. I mean, remember, by nature, even though they think they are, we are not children of God. We're children of the devil, needing to be born again. And when we're born again, remember also there is in Romans 8, verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Cannot. Not will not. Cannot. But what does he say? But ye are not in the flesh. Oh, even though you don't see it physically, you're not in the flesh if you got Christ in you. And his spirit says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If they're not born again, they're not his. And brethren, it's that simple. And we have a duty to do. We have a duty to take the gospel, to confess the Lord Jesus, here, there, anywhere. It doesn't make any difference. Why? Because there's people that are lost everywhere. And you know, there's some places where there's a lot less chance that they will hear. And that's why we up and leave out of this country. Because there's a lot here. And there's other places where there's less. There's other places where, I don't know, what is the percentage in Poland? 99% Catholic? Something like that? 99%? 98? Mexico's a little bit less than that, but man, they don't have a neighbor who's going to tell them about Christ. They don't have a relative in the family that's going to tell them about Christ because they're stuck in this tradition that they've had for the past I don't know how many years. Where's their hope? Brethren, we can have a part in it. We can have a part. Don't leave it for everyone else. Take a part.